Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World. Bob's World. Big Green Egg. Flip Flops. Bob's World. Bob's World. Peloton. Hispanic Girls. It's the Bob's World theme song. Now, here's Bob.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
All right, we have homework on this week's Bob's World because it's vacation season. Corby's on vacation. I went on vacation. Dave, you got anything planned for the summer?
I got some long weekends coming up.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get out there and see the world, and that's what we're doing on Bob's World. So if all of the members of the Hardline can have a pen and paper. I found something on the interweb last week that I wanted to basically survey the crew. So I don't know if we have survey music, Ham, or anything like this, but it's basically a question.
He said no. I don't know why.
Figure it out, Ham. Be a problem solution, not a problem problem. What we want to do here is we want to sort of do a checklist on the number of places you have been off this list, okay? So these are places in America that you might go on a vacation. Now, as far as visiting them, let's just be reasonable. You're there in person. Maybe you didn't necessarily go to the top of the Empire State Building. Maybe you merely walked by it. Go ahead and count that one, okay?
All right.
So here we go. We have 34 places. There is a American average, this guy says, and I just want to see how everybody is doing, okay? Ready?
Yes.
Ty, you on it?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Statue of Liberty. Just write down Y or N on your paper, and if you have a comment, fine. But let's just count the number of these 34 you've been to. Statue of Liberty, the Grand Canyon, Walt Disney World. I don't know.
Orlando.
Okay. Zion National Park in Utah. The Space Needle in Seattle. The Hollywood sign in Los Angeles, the Las Vegas Strip. Have you in your lifetime been to Times Square in New York City, Yellowstone National Park, the Everglades, Pikes Peak in Colorado? Have you been to the Chicago River, or on it, I guess? I guess you can decide. The Washington Monument.
Like in it?
Or just
seen it?
You know what? If you're standing in front of it and taking a selfie with it or just adjacent to it, I think we can count that.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. The French Quarter in New Orleans. The Golden Gate Bridge. The Riverwalk in San Antonio.
Oof.
Niagara Falls, this is a bad one, but it's his list. The Mall of America in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Lame.
Have you been to the Arch in St. Louis? The Empire State Building in New York City? The Road to Hana on Maui? Fort Sumter. Is that South Carolina?
It's one of those.
The Alamo, somehow San Antonio, downtown San Antonio, got two entries here of these 34. The Wright Brothers Memorial. I have no idea. I'm going to say St. Louis, but I don't have any idea.
That's probably North Carolina or South Carolina as well, right?
You might be right.
North Carolina.
Okay. The White
First in Flight.
The White House.
That's what it says on their dumb license plates.
Also made our list.
What was it?
The White House.
Okay.
Yosemite National Park, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, Central Park, we would accept Central Perk, South Beach in Miami. All right, we're almost done. the Arlington National Cemetery, St. Augustine in Florida, I think, Lake Tahoe, and have you ever been to Alcatraz? All right, so this is a dude on the internet basically seeing how much of the country you've seen. 34 national landmarks. And the kicker on this is he says, now I have no reason to believe guy on internet, but he says the average American's final score on this quiz is usually 5.
Hmm. A lot of those are in the same place. New York has a bunch.
If you go to New York City, you can hit about 4 of them.
Washington has a bunch.
Yes. So let's go around the room and get some scores and just see how good you guys are at traveling. Let's start with Mino.
I actually did a lot better on this than I expected. I've been to New York City when I was in sixth grade, so that would have been 2000. Went to the Statue of Liberty, Times Square, and the Empire State Building, Central Park, so I knocked out those. I've been to Disney World as a little kid. The Space Needle, I haven't been in the Space Needle, but
you've
went to Seattle.
Presence.
Yeah, I went to Seattle a couple years ago in our hotel room. We could see the Space Needle, so I counted
Reunion
that.
Tower?
Oh, I actually have not been in Reunion Tower.
Oh, yeah.
I want to.
Not on the list, though. What's your number, Mino?
I'm at 15.
15 wow. For Mino.
For a young lad, that's pretty good.
He,
surprised myself on
he's
this
traveling
one.
Well. Let's go now to Mr. Ham.
I had 10. Space Needle, Yellowstone, Chicago River, Washington Monument, French Quarter, Riverwalk, St. Louis Arch, Alamo, White House, and Arlington.
Mr. Ty?
I had 17.
Ooh, new leader in the clubhouse.
For Mr. Ty. Nice. Davey?
I was at 16.
16.
Yeah, so I got Statue of Liberty, Grand Canyon, let's see, Walt Disney World, Las Vegas Strip, Times Square, Chicago River, Washington Monument, French Quarter, Golden Gate Bridge, Riverwalk, Empire State Building, Road to Hana.
Yeah.
The Alamo, of course, the Liberty Bell. I, like, walked outside the building. I didn't actually see it. Central Park and Alcatraz. That's my list.
Well, I reported on Twitter that my score was 28. I have done some introspection here and really sort of tried to check my score carefully. Second pass, I only have 26. So I believe I've docked myself a few. But 26 out of the 34.
Or maybe you were just shrooming and you don't remember.
That might be. Now, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't been to the national parks on here, I don't think, very well. The three that they listed... I don't think I've been to Yosemite, don't think I've been to Yellowstone, and I don't think I've been to Zion National Park. All of the city stuff, I'm the type of guy that when I visit a place, I definitely want to, like, check things off my list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I went to New York City last time, I went to Rucker Park. Because that's where KD had his big night at Rucker Park.
Did you play a game?
Yeah, what'd
no.
you average?
I did not get in a game.
Or you just hung on to the chain link fence?
Or pulled myself up by the rim a couple times just to say I've done it at Rucker. But I couldn't believe the average American had been to 5. That feels ridiculous.
Well, the average American doesn't leave their hometown.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
I mean, think about the entire country. The majority of people don't go very far from where they grew up.
And these are pretty spread out. So if you grow up in the Midwest and you don't get to the coast that much, you could still hit the arches. You could the Grand Canyon, maybe. I haven't been there.
The Grand Canyon is so great. It will blow your mind. It's worth every bit of it. I guess, honestly, and I from time to time, you try to be a spokesman for certain things. We try to have causes. This one is certainly not as important as, like, the cause for the homeless or adoption or things like that. But let me just say, for your own, like, peace of mind, invest in experiences more than stuff. You know?
Yep.
If you have a pile of money here, and you can either get a couch, a new couch, or go to the Grand Canyon.
I'll take the couch on that one.
I'd like to be the vote for the Grand Canyon. I know it's just going to pass and you're going to be done with the trip. But that's what life
is. There it is.
Life is not about experience or about stuff. It's about experiences. When you die, don't you want to feel like you lived life and you saw the world a little bit and you did some things? Or you owned 8 couches in your life?
Couches.
Comfy couch.
Yeah, I need new couches. The Grand Canyon is majestic, and if you've never been, I went when I was a kid, and my parents were freaking out because I was leaning over the railing with my disposable camera trying to take the most epic shot.
Right. Well, don't include the Mall of America on here.
Yeah, that's...
Don't travel to Minneapolis
to
see
stricken
a big mall.
I mean, you can get a Cinnabon.
You can.
A Minnesota Cinnabon?
Yes.
You can ride an indoor roller coaster.
Right,
get some
right.
fart spray at Spencer's.
Mm-hmm.
Come, you can see that guy.
The dude, the Golden Gate Bridge was a game changer, if you will. Some of the monuments are fantastic. I do think Times Square is something that when you're there the first time, it does kind of blow your mind a little bit.
And then you quickly get over it.
You quickly get over it, yes. But anyway, here's
Never
to...
Never stay there. Stay in Midtown.
No. But here's the two vacation season. Check some of these things off your list and maybe even make a better list because this list is pretty mid if you want
to.
Yeah,
if you're a world-traveling P1, make a better list than this guy and maybe we'll talk about
it. No cap.
No cap indeed.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.